Hello, we're continuing now on Chaf Beis and Chaf Gimel tonight. And last question was a question about Chaf Aleph Amud Beis at the bottom. The question was, B'nei Beiso v'ein lo all of Mizonos. The question was, his wife, doesn't she have a claim of Mizonos against him? Meaning, isn't he obligated? And if he's obligated, we said that the Baipolim, if they were settled Manas, that was Kaveya because what? That was like a... But it was a Chiyav, then it should be like a Mechira. And so shouldn't that hold true for the wife? So the Gemara is going to give two answers now. According to our Girsa, that we've changed the Girsa. According to other Girsos, there's only one answer. There's a whole mishmash and confusion here. How to learn this Gemara. We'll just read it. I can't get into the complexities here. We'll mention it briefly. Okay, so first answer. First answer is, the way our Girsa is that since she doesn't have a Chiyav Mizonos Min HaTorah, so it's only Drabbanon, Sehein Maru Behein Maru, they were makel to say that when it comes to this Achila, that it should not be considered like a Mechar. Okay? So that's a Shiloh, whether it's the it's a Shiloh, whether it's derisa or not. We paskin it's derisa. Rambam says explicitly that it's derisa. But the Gemara here, the way our Girsa has it, that's Kaman the Amar Ein Mizonos Leisha Dvar Torah. Oh, and according to this new Girsa also, we have another teretz, meaning oh is on its side that it's is the oraisa. So how would the answer be then? Kandor etani, like this mishnah over here that says ein besdin paisum zosla ishum dvei shvius. Of an izonisi it's a bailo b'shvius. The meaning like this, that normally the din is by shvius. You can't pay off your debts with payer shvius. So therefore, for besdin to go ahead and have and forcibly take from my rishus Mizonos, if I didn't want to give my wife Mizonos and I need to be forced out of me, the Bezin to take that from Perishvias, they couldn't do that. But if she's if we have a normal relationship in the natural course of our day to day living, she can, of course, take the Perishvias that I have in my backyard and use that for Mizonos. What's the difference? Because it doesn't look like Mechira, something that's being forced on me. So how is it forced? It must be that there was a contractual obligation. That obviously is going to look like a Mechira. So that's going to be the answer. So the reason why the Isha can eat, in other words, even if you hold Paris, what is it? Share just volume. What is this one? What is it? Share? I am asking you, what's Mizonos?
Share.
So Share is Deoraisa. Nonetheless, it's not like a Mechira. Okay? That's going to be the answer.
Just like Shvius,
even that there's a distinction. It doesn't look like it because she's taking it in the normal course of eating. All right? That's the answer. Frek the Gemara of Yasu Aisu Kapoel She'ena Yofesh Shover Puta. And I says, well, wait a second. If I have a worker who I don't have a monetary obligation to pay him, but he goes in, he works for me, he's hired in the sense that I tell him, you're hired, right? He's an intern. Okay, he's not getting paid, but he is my employee. And the rule is by what? That over there, that employee has a right to, that if what does it say? He has a right, if he gives him food, let's just say, if he gives him food, he doesn't have a right. We're talking about all these cases we've been talking about where he's not working in the pay, his hired job is not in the payers. So he has no right minhat Torah. So we're saying that if he says almanas, that's a problem. So if I said almanas to a pearl who I didn't have any salary obligation to, and he took peros, it would be obligated. That's the Gemara's kasha. So why should the...
It's like a mekach again.
So why should the isha be any better than the pearl who is not worth shavaputa? That seems to be the question. Does that make sense? If so, it does not follow that just because freely given wife support is not considered a payment of a debt, it is automatically not considered a purchase. Perhaps the support of a wife is considered a purchase just as the food received by the laborer is considered a purchase. That seems to be the question. Hada amra, so what do you see from this? You see, shalai also isaac pal shani yafashar pruta. You see that she does not have a lacha like a pile.
This is a classic
Yerushalmi. Yeah.
The question and answer, I'm saying, you would never see this in the Bavli.
Yeah.
Right? I'm saying, yeah. It'd say, oh, from this is proof that it's not.
Perfect. Exactly. Okay. Okay, now we're going back there. I feel like Amanda Amma Yesh Law Lamazon.
What's the bottom line according to this?
What's the bottom line of what?
The second teretz.
The second teretz is, we're saying that, I mean, we didn't change anything. The second teretz is, even though it's a Din D'oraisa, but it's no different than Shvius. Okay? No different than Shvius. Yeah.
Funny, I guess the
Gemara
is kind of giving us the Havamina and the Maskana.
Yeah, I guess so.
We could have thought
it's like a chol,
even though it's a bad, you know. No, it's not.
Can I make a suggestion that we look at the second paragraph in number 11 and maybe go through it?
You want to sum up?
Yeah.
Okay, let's read the second paragraph. We're going to follow the suggestions from the floor. Second paragraph where it says to sum up. Okay. The food received by both the wife and the laborer whose work is worth less than a shorputa is not considered a debt payment. However, there's a different reason for each of them. In the case of the wife, it's because it's a gift and also precludes it from being considered a purchase. In the case of the laborer, because his work is too insignificant to create a debt, but this does not preclude his food payment from being considered a purchase. Although the Gemara questions the distinction we just drew between the two cases. But it concludes that from the Mishnah, which does not consider the food she receives as a purchase, it must be the reason as we just explained it. In other words, it's different. Okay, I don't know if that helped you, but it's basically, it kind of just sums up the Havamina versus the Maskana. Let's go weiter. So I feel like even if you hold that he has a obligation to give his wife food, nonetheless, ain't law a love based era. She does not have a claim for dwelling, meaning that if he is in jail, he has no obligation to supply her with a home, with a domicile, place for her to, right? It's not room and board. What's board is the food, right? So he has an obligation for board, but not the room part, right? So why does the Gemara say this over here?
So,
Minyan Linyan Botobinyan. Minyan, right? It's Minyan Linyan Botobinyan. Okay, it's not.
Really?
Really?
She should go to jail with him. Because he's in jail.
Yeah, if she was a good wife, she'd go. It's even not Kibitzara, yeah. We say that by a Rebbe, but the Rebbe goes to Golis. The Talmidim go to Golis with him. Yeah. Okay. Kadoda Tani, like it says, let's look at this. This is very interesting. So the Gemara is now going to shnel to a halacha by shtufim mivoz, right? You know what shtufim mivoz is. I don't have to tell you, but I'll just say briefly. The idea is that everybody has to be mishtatef in the Erev. That's all I'm going to say, right? Now, if the wife is the one that donates the bread, and it's without the knowledge of her husband, so that's what we're going to talk about here. If I give the bread without my wife's knowledge, then she too fun, she cheat of it's a good Erev. But if they do it without their husband's knowledge, without their consent, it says here, ain't she too fun, cheat of it's not a valid cheat of. Now, so the Gemara is using this as a proof. If she would have a claim against, meaning if he had an obligation to supply her with room with bias with base dira, that would automatically mean the Gemara is assuming that she would be a shtikl shutuf with him in the dira. That's the assumption, right? Evidently, she's not a partial owner, and it follows she does not have a legal claim on her husband for a dwelling. Interesting. Tani, the hulon. Let's see here. The wife and children may eat the figs without taking the maestros. Well, on all of these crops, this is like a continuation. Let's see, he brings it, I think, in 19, doesn't he? Yeah, he brings over here that there are several crops that are dried on rooftops. Now, these crops are brought to the rooftop for processing. and the processing was not completed, you can take and eat from them without taking maisers. Tosefta continues, if they were not brought to the roof to be processed, but rather they were left to be processed in the field, then the chulon shenichnasu misod eloir, if these crops which were left for processing in the field were left, and back to the top of the Gemara, shenichnasu misod eloir, that they went from the field to what? To the city, nitbalu, they become tevel when they enter a house or a courtyard. Okay, in other words, our mission was talking about what case? Our mission was talking about where he was bringing them towards the roof, and in the process of going up towards the roof, he went through the courtyard. So we said that the entry into the courtyard is as far as the woman, as the wife and the children are concerned, because it's still learning from a lachton. For him himself, we had a machlokes. Some said it was also something was mutter. I think, but we said that because they don't determine when it's considered mamalakta, whereas he does. So that's the difference between him and them. Anyway, so that was a case where what you were on your way up into the into the roof, but in the case where you're going from the field into the city, and you hit a courtyard, what's the difference? If the owner had left the field, if the owner left the figs in the field to dry, and was only the wife and children who took them from the field into the city, they would not be allowed to eat them without taking maisers. 21. In the Mishnah's case, any figs that the wife and the children would take and end up not eating would be returned to the roof to be dried, because the roof is right there. It's all they got to do is go up the steps and put it with the rest of them. But here, the city is way far away from where they're being dried, right? In the case of the Gemara refers to, however, the figs that are taken to the city not eaten will not be returned. The figs taken to the city are thus considered separately, and they are processed since they stand to be eaten as is. They're going to be eaten the way they are right now. Thus, the courtyard establishes a tithing obligation. Okay? It's not clear from the text what the pshat is here. Look what the Yerushalmi did over here. It brought us into the middle of a tosefta, in the middle of a sentence, and left us hanging, and we have to kind of insert the whole pshat over here. It's one of these. It's very difficult. There's obviously going to be other variants how to learn it. We're not going to go into that now. So Masnisa the Rebbe. This is the opinion of Rebbe. Why? Now it says over here what? If the figs were passing to the courtyard on the way to being eaten elsewhere, then they would not be able to eat them. In other words, it's only because they're on the way to be dried. But if they're on the way to be eaten, then it would not be allowed. Masisa Rebbe, it's like Rebbe. 20. It says over here, Hey Vitainim and Hasada Loichlon Vachatseroshenim Shtameras. That's the following case. Let's suppose I quoted this from the Gemara Bamitzia. I think it's Ayin Dalet. I don't remember the page. Forget the page number, but whatever it is, page Dalet. That it says over there of Ochlu Bisharecha V'Saveyu, that there's a din there's a comparison of Chatzer to Bias. The Gemara speaks out. What does it mean that it's why, if it's chotzer, if you hold only, if the Gemara's kasha is if bias is the only thing that's kaveya, why does it say chotzer? Because chotzer, just like chotzer, is like bias. The only type of chotzer that is kaveya from Iser is if it's a mishtameras. If it's a chotzer shein mishtameras, right? Meaning, the example we gave was if someone walks in there, then nobody challenges him and asks him, what's he doing there? That's a chotzer shein mishtameras. So if it's in a mishtameres, it's not kaveya. So let's suppose I'm on my way from the chutz. I'm walking into the chutz of shein mishtameres, and right, is that the case? I'm going to eat them. I'm going from the field to a chutz of shein mishtameres. So this should all be good. I could eat it without taking maisers. They're harai, right? And I forgot where I was headed. I forgot that I don't know. I got, you know, What's it called? Muscle memory. Muscle memory. I used to walking into the house all the time. And I walk into the house and I said to myself, what did I do? I've got my Paris. I don't want to walk into the house because the house is Mishtamaris. The house is Kaveya.
Right.
So it says over here, because you didn't, it says it's because you didn't go in there with Kavana, so you're allowed to eat it. It says, that's what Rebbe says.
Right.
That's Rebbe's Kiddush. Oh, if Nisam Hatinaikas, or the kids took it. Harezah Machzirulam, come in Vaichel, you can take it out of the house, put it into the Chatzah Shein Mishtamaris, and you can eat it. Okay?
Yeah, you gotta take it out.
For sure you gotta take it out. So the Gemara, one second. So that's Rebbe? Where does it say that it's Rebbe?
It's gonna come.
It's gonna come still, right?
It's gonna come.
Yeah. So Lom Rula Shaige. This is if you took it in by accident, you took it into the house unintentionally. Hamezid, but if you put it into the house unintentionally, you took it in there, then it would be Osir. Mantri Saw. So who says that a temporary entry into a house establishes a kvius? So the Gemara says Rebbe. That's Rebbe. The Tony, it says in the Brisa, we're now on Chav Beis on Beis. Havi te'inim and hatsod, if you brought in figs from the field. Havir lachatzer, you pass them through, the protected chatzer. Lo eichlon bereish gago, but you wanted to eat them on the rooftop, which is not a makom kvius. Then Rebbe Mechayev, he holds your chayev to take Meiser, because since you brought it in through the house intentionally, it's Machayev you. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Paiter, he holds, no, you're not Chayev. In other words, your ultimate goal is for it to end up on the roof.
Right.
The roof is not Kaveya. Only inside the house is Kaveya. On top of the roof is not Kaveya. So that's considered.
But he's bringing it to the roof to eat, not to dry, right?
That's correct. He's bringing it. Yes, I think so. Yeah, I think so. Let me check that real quick.
It says L'Ochlon.
Yeah, he wants to eat them. Yeah, he wants to eat them. Three.
I guess, yeah. See, I don't think the house then had access to the roof from within. He just muscle memory again. He went into the house by mistake, went out, went back up to the roof.
Yeah, let's assume you're right, Svi, for the time being.
What does he say?
We just want to make sure it's clear. He's not putting them on the roof to dry out. He wants to eat them. It's going to be considered Nigmar Malakto as far as that is concerned. But the issue is...
What's the Nigmar Malakto?
Because they're edible now. I'm not going to be drying them. If they were bringing them up to the roof to dry, then it was loinim or malachton.
Oh, right. So the chab is that the roof is eino kovela master because it's not a makom mishtamer, but
that,
he walked through the
chatzer. He walked through the house.
It says chatzer. They were in chatzero. Yeah, he walked
through the
house. Sorry, you're right. This one it says lachatzero. You're right. But it's chatzer mishtamer, so it's the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
That's correct. That's correct.
To the Rosh Hagag that's not Kovel Maiser to eat them there, not to dry them
out. That's correct.
So the finish is
that's too late. Because you walked in there on purpose. Amazing.
Right.
Yeah? Good. Everything makes sense so far? So that, but Rabbi Yechiel Behuda argues, he holds its putter. He holds no, since your intention was to just use it as a pathway. So now the Gemara makes an interesting thing. So who's the Tan of our Mishnah where it says that you're taking the Te'inim to be dried out, but it's implying that if you were not taking it to dry out, then it would be Chayiv, then the kids would be Chayiv to take off Meiser. So that's Rabbi Shita. It's only because it was Loi Nigma Malachto that our Mishnah was Matra for them to eat it. But if it was Nigma Malakto, then it wouldn't be allowed. That's Rabbi Shita. Right? The Mishnah implies, number 7, the Mishnah implies that the courtyard would establish a tithing obligation for the figs in this case, since they're considered fully processed on account of the owner's intent to eat them, despite the fact that their entry was only temporary. Who maintains a temporary entry suffices to create a chiyuv? That's Rabbi. All right.
So in the footnote, the Mishnah on Kaf Zayin tells us what the Chatzar Mishtameres is. There's
yeah.
Five different opinions.
Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara is going to go ahead and discuss this machlok is a very interesting discussion now. The difference, the machlok is between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Ula Rabbi Yishmael, B'shem Rav Lazar, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Ha'i Maknisnes HaKol HaChurei HaGagois. So this is a story. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, what they were doing was they wanted to avoid taking off Maishas. So what they did was they went through a back door to get back to the stairs of the fire escape to get onto the roof. Instead of going through the house, they went up through the fire escape, right? So
you mean these Tanoim wanted to avoid giving Maaser?
That's right. They wanted to use a heter.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Tanoim wanted to use a heter to avoid a mitzvah deraisa. Or Drabon,
well,
anyway.
Maybe not to create the chiyuv until the Gemara Malacha. I'm saying they're not.
No, they're going there to eat it.
They're going to finish the whole thing?
They're going to eat these figs.
There are
eating
a couple of them.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
It says they're bringing it. It says it's a basket. It's a basket of produce.
Later, no, Shlomi said the reason they did it was because this was after.
Yeah.
This is
Avram, I'm going to say it in a second. That's a little.
Oh, okay.
Hold on one second.
Okay.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I don't mean to cut you off, but it's coming up. So Roy son, there are some acts that explain that. Roy Eisen, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi saw them. Amalahan, he says, oh, what's going on over here? Ru'umar, Rabbi Nechem, Rabbi Shainim. Look at the difference between you and the previous generations, right? Rabbi Kiva, Hayolokeach, Shloisha, Minim, Vipruta. He would buy three different species with a pruta, meaning he would try to deprive himself as many times as he could. I think that I'm not exactly sure what exactly the significance of three. What does three mean?
Three times he wanted each one of them to be mechayev and meisah.
Yeah, but I mean,
kamasa be min lamin.
So
three different kinds. That's what the footnote says.
What does the footnote say? Okay, so in other words, so let's just to get it clear here. So he's using a small amount of money,
a pruta.
Yeah.
So he can buy a lot of one kind, or he can buy a little bit of three kinds. So he's buying a little bit.
He'd rather buy three kinds, so he could be mekayem the din of Maaser
three times. Correct.
So he's going out of his way to be mekayem himself.
Right.
And machnisin sakakola churi hagagas. You guys are trying to.
That's exactly what
that's what you were saying.
Yeah.
So that this is who said this to them? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, you said this to them. So the Gemara is going to bring up a point here, right? The Gemara is going to bring up a point.
Oh, you know what the reason is?
Hold on, Dov. Hold one second, Dov.
Dov,
just hold one second. That's
what. I didn't hear.
Everybody wants to jump in with the Yad Sameach. I'm happy. I'm happy you all want to say it. Good, because you know, I'm going to let you guys say it. Just give me one second. I'll let you say it. Mali l'achori ha-gagas. The more first asked the question, what are they going up l'achori ha-gagas? That's only whose shita? That's only Rebbe's shita. But according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, if your intention is to eventually get to a chatzah shenu mishtameres, or a gag for that matter, then there's no need to go up through the back door, right? I feel like this lachatzir loyach l'moreish gagai. That's the Gemara's kasha. My answer is the Lord. The Gemara says the Lord Yosef Yehuda. He's one of the people there. And so the Gemara begin the Rebbe the Havi'ime, that the reason he did it was because Rebbe was with him, meaning either else covet of Rebbe or Rebbe owned the Paris together with him in the same basket, and if he would bring them up there, then Rebbe wouldn't be able to. Yeah, but I'm saying this. Another shot is that Rebbe wouldn't have been able to eat it. I want to share my basket with him.
Yes.
Now the Gemara says, finally, Chamsun Chad Saba. This one elderly gentleman, whenever the Gemara says an elderly gentleman with no name, who's it referring to? Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi, correct. He brings it in the footnote from a Tosfos in, where is the Tosfos? Tosfos in Chulin 6a. Very good.
You're going to do the
pen
test, Morty.
What is
a Chamsun?
Chamsun
means he saw. Saw? Saw. He saw, one elderly gentleman saw Rebbe and Rebbe Zubi. He said to them, Yohavon li aton, can you give me some food in the basket? You know, he appeared to them like an ani. Amalai, yeah, sure. So Amalai, so he said to them, La avuchan de b'shmaya lo yahavisan, elali, You don't want to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you want to give me a bas of Adam? What's up with you guys? You know. It says that the Eliyahu Hanavi came down from Himmel to give them a little Musar. Halavai, he should come down and give us some Musar. Come down, please, come down. Save us. So over here in the footnotes, finally, it says over here in footnote 13, why indeed did they exempt themselves? Take it away, Abe.
Where is it? We can't hear. We can't hear.
Abe, you want to say it?
No, I want you to say it.
Could you all hear that?
Yes.
That they heard. So he says that they lived after the Bayis Sheni, and there was no Paraduma, and they were afraid that it was going to become Tomei, so they felt it was preferable to exempt the produce. All right, so they had a Cheshbon. Obviously, Eliyahu HaNavi told the Cheshbonis is not a good Cheshbon.
Right.
As so often happens, we all often make Cheshbonis, and they're not ice
gahal. Obviously, if Eliyahu HaNavi came to them, obviously they were at a certain high level that.
Exactly.
When I make a mistake, Eliyahu HaNavi doesn't come.
Yeah.
I come.
You come.
That's right.
That's Reb David.
Reb David comes when we make a mistake. Okay, let's go on. This is identical to our previous machlokes. As you may have recalled, we had a machlokes of Yerkan and Rish Lakish. If a person has Paris, which he plans on not eating on Shabbos, Shalo la'ochlam b'Shabbat, and Shabbos comes, and after Shabbos, was the Shabbos kaveya of those Paris or not? It was machlokes of Yerkan and Rish Lakish.
No, wait a minute, you said plant? You meant pick, right?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Planned.
Oh, planned.
Planned. He was not planning. He's not planning to eat them on Shabbos. The question is it kaveh or not kaveh? The machlokes.
The Gemara says yes.
The Gemara says yeah. Reb Shlomo said no. So the Gemara tries to shtel to this machlokes, not machlokes. What? It's a very interesting comparison. Reb Yochanan Karevi. Reb Yochanan is going to come out like a Rebbe. How so? So does he explain it here? Reb Yochanan understands a courtyard establishes a tithing obligation,
passing through Shabbos.
Just like Shabbos is passing through, and it's kaveh of the Paris, so too passing through the chutzar is going to be kaveh. It's like passing through.
And
Rish Lakish held that it does not establish it because he holds passing through, just like Reb Yosef Yehuda. That's the Gemara's attempt. Right, so that's the Gemara. Now the Gemara on Kaf Gimel. We're on Kaf Gimel. I'm an Aleph. Give me 1 second while I make the recording go off for 22. Just a second.